So when did you make the transition from music that you heard and enjoyed to the music that became dog music?
Well, my music, I never could sing that good. I never really liked the sound of my voice that well, although I learned to
Jason
sing.
Jason Reed, please report to the attendance office. Jason Reed, please report to the attendance office.
I learned to sing parts and stuff, but I never felt that was my strong point. My strong point was playing the mandolin, and I mean, this isn't the only kind of music that I was interested in. I Duke Ellington once said there's only two kinds of music, good and bad. And I kind of agree with that. I mean, I'd rather hear a good rock band than a mediocre bluegrass band. I mean, I'm not that, you know. And so I've always listened to all kinds of music. While I was fanatically playing bluegrass and learning bluegrass, I was also listening to a lot of jazz, which I also loved, and swing, and Indian music, and various ethnic, what you call ethnic musics from different cultures, gypsy music. I just have always liked all kinds of music, and still do. And along about the mid-70s, I had developed my playing. I noticed about all my bluegrass mandolin heroes that they all wrote original mandolin instrumentals. So I decided I would try and do that too, and I started writing tunes. And I found that was something I could do. And I would just write them for my own amusement. I just had a list of tunes, you know, tune in B flat, tune in F, you know. And at some point, I fell into playing some gigs with a fiddle player named Richard Green. And neither one of us were singers, but we were pretty good instrumentalists. So we decided to form a band that was all instrumental. And that, and people liked it, much to our surprise. We always thought you had to sing to get, you know, applause, but and so we kind of formed a band, much like jazz musicians take popular tunes and, you know, arrange them instrumentally. We did the same thing with kind of bluegrass instruments, and from a bluegrass, that was our jumping off point, but we soon realized and wanted to do something different, and we knew we just couldn't play bluegrass instrumentals for, you know, 90 minutes. But we could play, you know, some of my original tunes were like bluegrass instrumentals. Some of them were, you know, had other influences, like swing. You know, we learned some Django Reinhardt and Stephan Grappelli material, Duke Ellington, and we just started adapting all kinds of music to our instruments to make, you know, a show that people could listen to. And it kind of worked, and I kept writing all kinds of tunes. As a composer, I like to write different tunes in different styles. Like, I've listened to enough music and played with enough great musicians from different styles that, you know, I could write a Latin, I could write a bossa nova, or I could write a bluegrass type tune, or I could write a swing tune, or I could write a ballad or a waltz or this or that, you know.
Was that
C-Train?
No,
it's what C-Train?
The group with Richard Green.
Oh, no, it was called the Great American Music Band.
And was it Harry Smith's anthology you talked about?
Yes, Harry Smith, yes.